Intro?
Yeah. Say it. It's recording.
Oh. Hello, fellow internet people. Welcome to the Unknown Eyes Outsiders podcast. My name is Hayden.
And my name is Ethan.
And it's been a minute since I've been on the podcast. You know, schedules contradict each other, but, you know, we are here just vibing. How you been, buddy?
Dude, I've been pretty good. No, just doing like podcasts and streaming and shit. I've actually asked you to be on the podcast about 4 times already.
Yep, and those are 4 episodes that I missed.
Yeah, we were actually supposed to record one 2 nights ago.
Yeah, I forgot and went to bed. Gotta keep it $1.50.
I noticed. All right, but yeah, how have you been during this time?
I've just been chilling, you know, having premarital sex, so it's going pretty all right, I'd say. Oh, man. But this is my favorite time of year because I get insanely happy because football season started. What are you giggling about?
Dude, yeah, football did start. Football did start.
Yeah.
Empty stadiums, don't they?
What was up?
Don't they have empty stadiums now?
Yeah. I think the Chiefs are like 16% capacity or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but most other teams are like absolutely no fans. Oh. And then they add like this fake crowd noise. Oh, it's so bad.
Got it. Dude,
it's the stands are empty, and then like the people operating it, I don't think have watched football before, because the Bears played the Lions in the first game, but the Bears came back and won it. But there's 6 seconds left on the clock. The quarterback dropped back. Threw it to the running back that was wide open in the end zone. This is the Lions, by the way, in Lions Stadium. Dude dropped the fucking pass, and the great crowd noise went. Ah. It's like, dude, they would have pelted him with batteries, fucking screamed at that man. Would have went fucking berserk.
Ended his whole career.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's great. I was looking at the stats of the first game. Did they make, like, Bears made, like, all of their points in, like, the last 2 quarters?
They had 6 points in the first half.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't score anything in the third. And then Trubisky was just like, let me throw 3 touchdowns right quick and win this game. All right, bud. I like you.
That's what's up.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously the Black Lives Matter movement has been strong since, like, well, for a while, obviously, but, like, making headlines and shit.
Uh-huh.
Since, like, March, April? April-ish?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But, as you know, back in 2016, Colin Kaepernick took a knee against police brutality and stuff and got massacred by fans.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah. Yeah, no one liked him. A lot of people hated him. And now the NFL has put in racism and, like, whatever it takes at the end of the end zones. And, you know, helping advocate with the players. All just because it's just, like, a big thing right now, you know?
Yeah, true.
Which, I'm not a fan of that because they should have been standing with their players in 2016.
Yeah.
Like, if they actually cared about it.
Yeah, that was – yeah, they should have then. Yeah. But then a lot of people did stand up for Colin Kaepernick whenever he did that.
Yeah. A lot of players were with him, and the NFL was just like, stand for the flag. They're pissed. And the main majority who were pissed were NFL fans. Like the Confederate flag on the back of their truck type of fans.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, they were livid. That's for our soldiers. They fight and die for your right to play this game you make millions at. It's just like, dude, they're fighting for something like the soldiers are in a peaceful manner. So it's just kind of fucky to me that it's just like, yeah, you can have your protest or whatever, but make it nonviolent and but don't get in the way of my sports games. Just annoying to me. But another thing that annoys me is, you know, Madden?
Yeah.
Of the football game?
Yeah.
There's a song called Big Bank by YG. And there's a verse that has Colin Kaepernick's name in it. They bleeped out his name like a curse word.
Oh, wow. Why?
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's fucked up.
It's super fucked. But they recently added Colin Kaepernick into this year's game because it's trendy.
Huh.
So yeah, the bunch of hypocrites all around.
That's always fun. Not really.
Yeah.
That's just wild.
Yes, that's fucking... That annoys me. And also, the very first game of the season, again, the Chiefs versus the Texans, they did the national anthem. And then, like, right after that, they stood for unity. Like, they all locked arms and stood in the middle of the field. You know, which is a good gesture.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah. You know how the fans responded? The 16% of fans in the stadium responded. Boo! They fucking booed them.
Why?
I don't know why.
But
me and one of my coworkers were, he had the game up on his phone, and we were just sitting there watching it. And we just, it was just like, now they'll line up to show unity. And then all you heard was, boo, boo. What?
That's fine.
Why would you boo them?
So fucked up.
Yeah. It's a fucked up world we live in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's really fucked up now.
Yeah. So, I hate calling myself an NFL fan because I don't like to be in the same category as those motherfuckers.
Well, yeah, you're in the same category as just being an NFL fan. Well, no. Is it dip? No. They'd be different because they're dicks. That doesn't make them a fan. Makes them a dick. So they're NFL dicks.
National football dicks. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. They get good nicknames. Now you wish you were one of those dicks.
Nah, I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I would be too. Yeah, don't move over to that side.
Oh, yeah. But I have invested into the podcast. I got me a little mic. He looks like the Pixar lamp that jumps on the eye.
Dude, that's dope.
Yeah, pretty cool. He's a good little fella.
Hey, sounds like a good little fella. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Hell yeah. Big investment for big teams.
Oh, for sure. I think the next big investment. I guess a house isn't the next one. Probably just a crisp high five.
Crisp high five.
Afford, so.
Yeah. Go for that. Way too young to get a fucking whole ass house loan.
Dude, yeah, that would suck. This is a big payment. Unless, like, we didn't pay for it and, like, we got gifted it by any brands.
That or any affiliate. In a Mr. Beast video.
Dude, Mr. Beast is actually going to be choosing some of his subscribers to do a challenge in a couple weeks.
Wow, 1 in 40 million chance.
Yeah, 40 million thing. So I'm hoping I'm subscribed. I'm hoping I get that email that says, "Hey, yo, what's good, homie? This is motherfucking Mr. Beast. And I am here to tell you
you're about to be in a video."
I assume that's how his emails are written.
Yeah. Not professional at all. "What up, big dog? You trying to get some money right quick? I got this shit to hand out."
Big Dick Beast.
Big Dick Beast. Oh, man.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much like the only way we could. Well, not could. We definitely could.
Yeah, we could build our credit score, you know. Boring adult stuff.
Yeah, mine's gonna. I was doing so well with getting it up, but now it's gonna be going down fast. I don't know how fast, but it's gonna be going there.
You want to hear some of the biggest bullshit that's ever happened?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay. So like a few months ago, I paid off one of my student loans, the smaller one. And my credit score went down. You want to know how much it went down by?
How much?
104 points.
Oh, my God.
Because I paid off a $1,000 loan. Bro.
I still have to figure out where my student loans are and how to repay them, because I have no fucking idea right now. And I know I'm going to have to repay them soon. I just don't know how soon.
I think mine was 5 months after.
After you failed out?
Dropped. What the fuck? Those are lies. I dropped because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Okay, I'll say I dropped too. Wink, wink.
Okay, I didn't go to class.
Same here. That's actually true. I didn't. I never had to. I was online, but I still didn't show up for the online classes. Dude, this shit was so boring. It really was. And dude, actually, you want to know the real reason I got out of it?
What's that?
I was talking with this student liaison team. I don't know what the fuck it is. I was talking with them. And I was, at that time, I was working almost every day on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to, because I wanted to get back into school and I wanted to finish it out and actually do shit. So I was working really hard and I missed like a week just because I was moving that week. So I wasn't able to get on and do any of the homework because I was moving out of my house.
Yeah.
I missed those. And I failed that week. So I passed that class, but then in the middle of like the second week of the second class, I was fucked. because of all the moving shit. And I was talking to them. I was like, yeah, I was getting done and shit. And they fucking told me, hey, I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. Stop showing up. You'll get automatically withdrawn in September. You're better off. Just do that.
Wow.
They fucking told me not to come back. They were just like, nah, your GPA sucks so bad. You're not going to fucking pass. No chance whatsoever. You suck. Quit it.
They just said to quit, not even like, hey, yeah. You're going to have to retake these classes. It was just, bro, you just got to get the fuck on out of here. Log off. Log off.
They didn't give me any resources to get help. They were just like, you can fuck off.
Oh, my God. What a school, man.
Oh, yeah. Get a big shout out, Full Sail University. I hope somebody from Full Sail University listens.
That'd be wild.
It'd be so fucking funny if I get an email in 2 days. What the fuck if that happens? I'm going to be pissed. I'm not
listen, taking well, obviously, they're teaching you that if you're failing at something, just quit. Don't try to get better. Just quit.
Mm-hmm. Best advice ever.
Highly recommend.
But I doubt your experience was like that.
Nah.
So congrats to you and having a better college experience than I did.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like having to get woke up at 2:30 in the morning because someone went to make mac and cheese and they didn't put water in the mac and cheese. So it caught the mac and cheese on fire and the fire alarms went off. Yep.
You lived in the dorms, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did.
Oh, that sucks ass.
Why did I was in a little supply closet. It sucked really bad.
Yeah, but why didn't you get an apartment?
Because I worked at a pretzel place where I made $7.20 an hour. $7.20 an hour.
How many hours?
20 max.
A week?
Yeah, a week.
That is still every week $144 without taxes being taken out.
Yeah, yeah, with the taxes. I got raped. I got like $190 every 2 weeks.
$144 + $144 = $248 - $9. Wow. They took away like $100 from you.
Sure did.
Wow. I get tax heavy where I work too. Like
heavy. Well, yeah, well, the job I work at now, depending on how many hours I work, it depends on the tax bracket that I get put into. Like, if I work 65 hours, I get put into, like, a middle tier one to where I get even more taken out, so it's not like I even work those extra hours.
Oh.
Yep, it sucks.
That's trash. Don't do that.
I can't. I'll point out.
Oh, that works. How much do you make there? Like, honestly, a week.
A week? $800 to $900 a week.
I fucking passed that up to fucking deliver pizzas.
Uh-huh. you also have time to do stuff.
I have 3 days off.
You have what?
I have 3 days off. I'm off today, tomorrow, and Wednesday.
I haven't had 2 days off in a row since fucking May. Yep. It's all good over at the headlight place. But if you want to become a technician in my area, we have an open spot. You want to know why we have an open spot?
Yes.
Well, the old techie boy that we had, he decided it would be cool to save and distribute child pornography.
Oh.
So he got arrested.
Oh, okay.
He was on some Chris Hansen type shit.
But he wasn't Chris Hansen.
No. He was a guy going to be interviewed by Chris Hansen. One of those type of weirdos. Yeah, he had a wife and kids and everything. Shit's so tough.
What if you were just like working one day? Like, I assume you were and they pulled him away while you were working, right?
No, he didn't get arrested at work, sadly.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't fun. So it would have been awesome if you were just doing your headlight duties, whatever the fuck you do with headlights. You're doing that and you look to your left and you're like, who the fuck is that? And just in the distance, you just see that glowy hair in the distance. Fucking, is he muscular?
No.
That muscular body in the distance running at you in slow motion, but not at you. It that the dude. And guess what that muscular, flowy hair dude is? Chris Hansen.
Chris Hansen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy, I'm gonna need you to take a seat. Yeah, he was using a fake Facebook and Snapchat to get nudes from little girls.
Oh, God. How old was
fucked up. He was almost in his 40s.
Oh, wow. That's gross.
Yeah.
What was the age range that he was going for?
10 to 16.
Oh, wow. That's even grosser. How old were his kids?
6 and 9, I believe.
Oh, so just... Okay, so it wasn't their ages.
No.
But, like, kind of...
close.
Like, kind of... So, like, it's still kind of gross. It's... ew. That's just...
Yeah, it's really bad.
So, a 40-year-old going after a 10-year-old.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty bad. So he's been gone for like a month and a half now. So
and good.
Yeah, he's facing like 30 years to life in prison.
30 to life. Okay. Okay, so you said he was like 40, so he's going to be 70 if they do the 30 without parole. So maybe he died before he's 70, so you take that into account that he won't have to do the 30. Cool. Hopefully he does it and doesn't get let out.
Yeah, he hasn't had a trial yet or anything, so we'll find out. Yeah, wild shit. I don't know how police officers make someone that didn't look like a pedophile. Like pedophiles have a certain look to them. You're just like, ah, they touch kids. You know? But he didn't normally look like that. And then, like, on the fucking, like, mugshot, He totally looked like he did everything that was said about him. All the charges and shit. They give him like the circular glasses and shit. Shitty beard. Yeah, it was just not a good look.
Still really gross. Oh, he's like shit. Was that even in the news? I don't pay attention to news, so.
No, it was in Charleston. That's where he lived. So, probably not locally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's chill. That's chill.
Yeah, that was like the only wild thing that's happened at A&L since I've been there.
The most wild thing that's happened, no free promotion, my workplace. Dude, I'm getting fucking paid if I'm promoting them. Most wild thing. Jake and I played nutball in the driveway.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we were closing and we were bored. So we found this Coke bottle that wasn't it like somebody drank out of it, but it was not a bar, so we were just like, let's go throw it outside. So we were gonna throw it outside. And then we started like tossing it to each other, and then we like started sliding it to each other and just rolling it. And we're like, dude, let's see how far we can go. So we go really far, start sliding it, and then he comes with the bright idea of nutball. So we start playing nutball, where you know how nutball is. You just sit, spread the legs, and we do the rolling thing. So basically bowling it into the dick.
Yeah.
And by the way, after a while, I did secure the dub, and I got him square in the nuts, where he did say he may have peed a little, and he could not get up for a few minutes. So I'd like to say I am very proud of my achievements along this road.
I might have to apply at your workplace if it's that lit.
Dude, if you're closing, oh my god, dude, it's fun as fuck. Cause we get our stuff done before our manager does, cause they have to do like computer shit.
After yeah.
Usually we can just go home, but none of us ever do. We just like hanging out. So, and we think it's wrong just to leave a manager there by themselves. So we just all stay there, and it's usually just two people. Normally, the two closing drivers. So, yeah, usually we just have fun and just chill. If it's Jake and I, we usually will run outside and do shit outside. Because then it's like our little playground. And then it's fun.
So you leave the manager alone inside?
Yeah, the thing that we didn't initially want to do, but we're still there. Whenever we were playing nutball, he came outside while we were doing it. And then he took a video of it and sent it to all of his friends.
Oh my god.
It was funny.
That's weird.
I got during his video I got Jacob in a thigh.
Damn.
I think it was during the video. It may have been right after the video. Cause yeah, it was right after because he started filming. Or he stopped filming at that point, which sucked.
Didn't even get the fucking climax? Damn, bro.
Yeah, he was inside whenever I got Jacob in the dick, but he came outside literally like 10 seconds after. It was like so sad. And then we just threw the bottle in the air and just let it bust on the ground.
Hell yeah.
That shit do be lit, though. Especially if it's not a busy night. We're fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll sit back and watch Netflix if it's not busy. Like if there's legitimately nothing to do. Like one night, It was absolutely nothing. We were dead as fuck. There was, I did everything, like all the cleaning and shit, ready for closing. Like the last things I had to do was just mop, and that was it. But we couldn't do that until we closed. So I was just like, fuck it. I got some, I usually get Alfredo pasta. I usually just go in the back. Fucking, I think I was watching Avatar at the time. So I was watching Avatar and then just ate.
Hell yeah. Oh, well, speaking of older shows, I have been watching Regular Show quite a bit recently.
Dude, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is such a solid show. I forgot how good it was.
Yeah, I haven't started watching it again. I just, I know I watched it all whenever it was first airing. But I just haven't gotten back and watched it again because I usually don't get on Hulu.
You notice a lot of really good jokes that you missed as a kid.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have you seen the original script for it, like the original animation?
Maybe, but I don't think so.
It's on YouTube, and it's these two guys working at a gas station, and the guy that plays Mordecai gave hard candy to I want to say either Rigby or Benson, but anyway, it was tabs of acid. And then they eat, like, they're cursing and shit. Like, I think it was supposed to be, like, for an Adult Swim type of show.
Yeah, I think so.
And they turn into the characters and stuff, and they start freaking out. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I'll watch that. I'll watch that, definitely.
Ooh, shoot.
There's a lot of shit going on with this year.
Yeah, dude. Do you actually think, because I know you're a Logan Paul fan, but do you actually think he's going to fight the GOAT, Floyd Mayweather Jr.?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to fight him. I think it was confirmed by, I think, Tana Mongeau.
Oh, good source.
Yeah, I know, which he probably shouldn't have done it because it was an accident. Like, it was leaked, but it wasn't an official leak. Nobody had an official story on it other than, like, one person say they may have seen an official signed copy or, like, a copy of it. So, but I was watching, like, the Hollywood Fix or some shit. It was, like, a paparazzi thing, and they're like, how do you feel about Logan Paul versus Floyd Mayweather Jr.? And then she was like, oh, I'm so happy that it came out already. I think Logan's going to do well. And then I was like, okay, dope. It's official now. Fuck.
I think Logan's going to do well.
I think he'll do well, yeah.
No. No. Dude, no.
He's a good boxer. He didn't showcase any good abilities in the last fight, but from his training and sparring videos, you see he does have really good form.
Everyone looks good in, like, pad videos. Everyone.
Not the pad videos, like sparring videos.
Yeah, but, like, every time that man gets in front of a crowd, he chokes. He just can't do it. Floyd Mayweather is 50-0. Against elite boxers.
I didn't say Logan was going to win.
He said he didn't go fair well. No.
Yet he will do well. I think he'll do well. I'm not going to vouch and say he will, but I think he will. It's just going to be tough with the weight difference. I assume Logan's losing weight.
Hopefully it'll gain weight.
Yeah, because Logan does, as of recently, look thinner, so he's most likely losing weight for that. So, but then I guess they'll probably meet at, like, because Logan was coming down from, I think, in his last fight, he was 199. So he'll probably come down like 20 or so pounds. And maybe Floyd will gain up to 170. I don't know what he usually. I know in his last fight he was 150.
Yeah.
So would he gain weight as well to like at a standard just meeting of 175?
Maybe, but the only way I see him taking a fight against him would be if he got paid a shit ton of money.
Well, apparently, from what I was reading about it, I think one article, they were saying Floyd has been looking to come out of retirement with a match. So, and knowing Logan Paul's reach and how much of an audience he has proven to bring, most likely, yeah, they both getting a fat fucking bag. But then also that is going to counter into it because then they get extra pay because most likely they'll negotiate in their contract. They get a portion of the tickets.
Well, and if Corona's still around by the time that it's all official, they have hella bank from the pay-per-view sales.
Yeah, so, and it's definitely going to be a main event fight, so they begin shit ton of money for all the viewers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a, I would say, a good decision on, I guess, both parts. Maybe Floyd wants to come out of retirement and keep fighting.
And beat ass. And then Logan gets a big fucking bag for getting his ass beat.
He's taking on a fight that is pretty fucking risky. So,
I mean, the man couldn't beat KSI. And then he's coming out here against the money team.
Yeah, but,
ooh, dude,
we're going to be honest. Logan Paul lost from 2 points of a back call. That wasn't.
He held him and hit him in the back of the head.
KSI hit in the back of the head after bell. It was unfair judgment.
He still would have won either way without those 2 points taken off.
Oh, no. If yeah, that's he tough. Had 2 points on it, he would have won. That's what made him lose was the 2 points. I don't
know. That was an L.
Yeah, that's true. It is. He took the L. I think he actually tried contesting the thing, but it didn't work.
Yeah, they said, fuck off.
Yeah.
We trust our referee.
I guess it's a good thing. Good thing they got to.
So my predictions, if it actually happens for the Logan and Floyd fight, Logan will get three hits in. Like three hits that connect. And it'll be done by the third round.
Okay, I'm a bit more, you know, what's the word? Optimistic. Yeah. I say, how many rounds does Floyd's fight usually last?
Well, usually his shit's for, like, championship stuff, so it's, like, 12.
Well, it's an exhibition match. It's not an...
6 or 8, right?
Okay. Okay, I think the rules are different in exhibition because that's what Mike Tyson and Roy Jones are doing. Okay.
Have you seen Mike Tyson's videos, his training videos recently?
No.
I said that everyone looks good, like on pads and shit, but he looks scary.
Well, yeah.
Oh, man.
Mike fucking Tyson.
Yeah, but he's also 56, right?
No. He's like no more than 54.
Okay.
I knew it. He was 54.
54. Okay. But I mean, that's still old, man.
Yeah, Roy Jones is 51. I think he's 51. But yeah, that is older. And obviously, the exhibition is going to stop it. If there's a sign of blood, they'll stop the match. So, yeah. But then, yeah, theirs will probably be 6 rounds, 3 minutes each. So that's probably what Logan Paul and Floyd will do. 6 or 8, you said.
So what's your predictions for the fight?
Just because you're going for Floyd, and because I feel like I think there's still a chance, because I believe in people, you know? I don't always believe in the underdog sometimes. And I think...
All right.
Well, you've watched Rocky. You know what's up. So I think it's going to last every round. I don't think it's going to be any stoppage. Maybe there could be, but I'm going to be safe. I feel like it's probably going to go every round. And also considering Floyd doesn't have he's got a lot of KOs, but not all of them are KOs. So he lasts all the time, a while.
No, he's not like a heavy hitter. He relies so much on his defense. Greatest defensive boxer of all time.
Okay. I didn't really watch him that much. I know he's really good, and I've watched some of his shit.
I watched the...
I think I watched the Conor McGregor fight.
I watched that one, too. McGregor did good.
Yeah, it definitely.
I think they called the fight too early. That's my personal opinion.
They usually do. But that's just fine. That's just fine. And for who I think will win, I think there's still a chance for both of them to win, but the odds are definitely in Floyd.
Stop capping. You think Floyd Mayweather is going to go 50-1, and the one person that beat him that isn't Manny Pacquiao or Conor McGregor is fucking Logan Paul? No way.
I feel like there's a chance.
But I know you're a fan of him.
No, I'm saying there's a chance because he hasn't put out anything in like the last year about any training. Like nothing on YouTube, nothing on like Instagram of training, sparring, anything like that. So we don't know what his shit is like. All we know is that there's speculation he has been training. So we don't know what he's capable of, what he's learned in the time that he has had since his last fight.
Oh, yeah, a megastar athlete. And if he accepts a fight deal, we'll have, like, 4 months of training. I feel like that'll be pretty fucking solid because, you know, professional athletes just don't retire, then become fat. You know, they still, like, work out and stuff. So I'm pretty sure you'll still be in shape. Yeah, definitely. And then you'll use those few months to get back in boxing form.
Still think there's a chance.
Like a 0.0001% chance.
And that's still a fucking chance.
I guess it's not looking good.
I don't think that is good, but I think there could be a possibility.
Well, there's always a fucking possibility in a fight. You can just hit him with an overhand, knock him out cold, you know?
Then also Floyd Mayweather is 5'8", right? Do you know anything? No. Yes.
Let's see this man's height right quick.
Because I'm pretty sure
he's 5'8".
And Logan Paul is 6'3". The reach is definitely, it's way different.
Yeah.
Which the reach doesn't work in Floyd's favor, but knowing him, he can easily find a way around it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he'll get her done for sure.
But then also, wait, he's got really good stamina, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually makes him last like all the rounds. Because he plays a better game than them.
Okay. But yeah, I think it's fine. I just can't wait for them to fucking announce it and then find out where I can purchase it. As you know, we got to watch that shit.
I mean, I'll for sure watch it. Oh my God. It'll be insane to see that happen.
Oh yeah, for sure. I just don't know when. I feel like it'll be in December.
Did they announce it?
No, that it happens.
Of this year?
Yeah.
That's kind of close.
Yeah. That's what all the articles are saying. It's supposed to be set for 2020. Which is why they've probably kept it quiet for a while. And they've both known about it for a minute.
I'd be shitting bricks.
Yeah. And apparently, I watched, to find out about it, I watched Drama Alert. And from what he was saying, he texted Mike and Logan both asking about it. And usually they answer really fast on if he asks them a question, but they just never text him back. Like, they didn't even say anything. They're just like, nothing.
Oh, my God. Bruh.
So, yeah, it's probably a real thing, which will happen, hoping by the end of the year.
Yeah, maybe.
Because then we get the Mike Tyson fight in November. We get that back-to-back just in December. It'd be chill.
Yeah, I can't wait for that Mike Tyson fight.
That shit's going to be dope.
I know it's not going to be like prime Mike Tyson we're watching, but I mean, he's still Mike Tyson at the end of the day.
That one I don't think is going to last very long. For how many rules are set upon it, that shit ain't going to last long. And I heard Roy Jones was wanting to back out of the fight.
Yeah, did you see his quote that like he kind of regretted accepting the fight against Tyson because it's still Mike Tyson?
Mm-hmm. Fucking, whenever he said that, you know who Shannon Briggs is?
I know who Shannon Briggs is. Let's go, champ.
Yeah, so he tweeted about it and then said that he would do the fight. Which would be pretty cool to see those two going at it.
Yeah.
They both wild as fuck. One more deadlier than the other.
Yeah, no shit. I'm just excited for it.
Yeah, it's just gonna be awesome.
I think it's cool that like a bunch of these sports or like bringing back like veteran athletes and stuff to still showcase that they still have skills and shit. Mm-hmm. Like for NBA players, there's a league that Ice Cube made called the Big Three.
Yeah.
And like Allen Iverson was a part of it, and Amari Stoudemire and Greg Oden. It's just super cool to see. Joe Johnson was in it. It's nice to see they still have opportunities to play the sport that they love.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Alrighty, man. I gotta hit the hay, so.
Okay.
I'm gonna talk to you folks later. Hope you have a good week and wear your mask.
Yeah, wear your fucking mask.
Please, quarantine has lasted way too long.
Quarantine's gonna keep going to 2021.
Yeah, people act like in 2021 things are gonna be different, but like things are gonna reset. Like, nah, like it's still the same.
I really think that fucking 2020 part two is gonna just come out. Just gonna be a sequel. Like it won't even have 2021. It's just gonna be the sequel.
2020s.
But let's close out this podcast. What about you? Just say thank you for listening to the Outsiders podcast. If you haven't checked out any other episodes, please go do so. They're along with this. You can just go down or press on the Outsiders podcast. You can listen to us basically anywhere. Maybe not anywhere. Not the radio. But it could be if you Bluetooth it.
Very true. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Follow the socials?
Yeah, follow the socials. Fucking Instagram at the Unknown Outsiders. TikTok maybe. Don't worry about that. Twitch, though, at the Unknown Outsiders. Where I stream every week. I don't know how many days a week, but I try to do it twice. And I have. I think. Be able to watch those. I do them at random times. Sometimes it's 3 in the morning. Sometimes it's 3 in the afternoon. I don't know. Fuck my sleep schedule.
For real. I gotta be up for work in 5 hours.
I have to be up for work in 68 hours.
Wow, look at you, lucky bitch.
Uh-huh, that's my shit. All the girls, some feel like this.
A few times been around that track. Oh, yeah, we got copyrighted.
I know we didn't because we sang it. I sang it off key, so they won't be able to catch it. Yeah, but definitely check out more episodes. Another one next week. Maybe another one this week. We'll see. Oh, and subscribe to the YouTube. Wait for the video to come out, then subscribe. Because then you won't, because you can't find the YouTube channel.
Subscribe to Bottled Q on YouTube.
Subscribe to that where he posts one video and then dips. You've already missed the first half of it.
Listen, there's a second one. It'll be up at some point.
Yeah, yeah. Saying it'll be up at some point is the same as me saying that about my video that I gave.
Listen, you've had your chance to upload this one fucking video for a year now. Dog, it's been a minute since we've said we were going to make a YouTube video.
No, mine's being edited. It's just it's not getting edited fast enough.
No, that's valid.
It is a 3-hour video that has to be cut down to 15 minutes, but no, it's just like nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's just like 8 fucking hours of your time.
Yeah, definitely. now.
Possibly more because you're learning how to edit, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But don't worry. The second video is being sent to another person to edit. So it's all right.
That one might be first.
Editors. That's how you know the unknown outsiders.
We going up. Be efficient.
They not paid, though.
Still not paid.
There are we. So let's get them brands up in here, though.
Hey, yo, Manscaped, we got balls. I'll use your product.
I would. I have no free promotion.
But free promotion. Thanks.
But yeah, the episodes. Peace out.
Peace.